All hail the power of Jesus, name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you will listen for the duration of the program, but we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given, either by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Matthew 7, we read beginning with verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. You know, you and I have only two roads to choose from. One is narrow, the other is broad. One leads to life, the other to destruction. One will be difficult, the other one will be easy. And Jesus made a startling statement concerning that narrow way when he said, "Few there be that find it." See, this teaches that it must be a way that is sought after diligently. There will be many that will not enter and walk that narrow way, and that will be for many and various reasons. One reason is it's not because that it's impossible to enter, because there are those who have us to believe that some have been predestined to go to hell, some have been predestined to go to heaven. But it won't be because of that reason that some will not enter that narrow road. You know, all of this doctrine really does is it makes God responsible for those that do not enter and walk that narrow way. But God wills that none should perish. In 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So why would God exhort us to enter if it was impossible? Friends, the gospel is the power of God to save. Romans 1 and verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We find, too, that if this doctrine of predestination on the part of God to pre-choose before the individual is born to go to heaven or hell, then why preach the gospel to those unable to accept and obey it? Why did Jesus give the commissions in Matthew 28? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Or Mark 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. See, whosoever will may enter the narrow way. In Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." In Revelation 22, we have that invitation in verse 17 that says, "The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." So the reason that there will only be a few that will enter the narrow way is not because it's impossible to enter because of your having been predestined to go to hell before you were born. But another reason why there will be only a few that will enter the narrow way is not because we can't know what that way is. Why say to enter and make it so that a man could not know how to enter? No, that would be a reflection, would it not, on the mercy and the goodness of God? All of us can come. Ephesians 5, verse 17, therefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. In John 7, verse 17, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. And then there's that statement that Jesus made in John 8 and verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. See, there's not one thing that directs man into the narrow road that man cannot understand if he'll try. But two, why there are a few that will enter the narrow way is that some will not enter because of prejudice. Prejudice is an opinion that is formed, and it's usually unfavorable, before there has been a thorough examination of the facts being made. There are many examples of prejudice. People say, well, you know, if it's good enough for my parents, it's good enough for me. Well, Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 34, that we are to hate father and mother, brother and sister, wife and husband. If any man does not, then he cannot be my disciple. All Jesus is saying is that we must not put our parents and their preferences, our children and their preferences, even our own preferences. We must deny self. Otherwise, one way that we might not enter that narrow way is because of prejudice. This idea that one church is as good as another, and yet Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. And Paul said in Acts 20 and verse 28, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. So we see then that shepherds in Acts 20 and verse 28 are to feed the flock of God which is among you. See, we must be concerned with only that church that Jesus built. Oh, there are many churches, but they've all not been built by Christ. They only have teachings and doctrines and practices that can't be found in the scriptures. They have men or organizations, committees, conferences that serve to provide and dictate laws and rules and regulations. Friends, the Church of Christ, the Lord's Church, has only one head, and that is Christ himself. And as we know the operation of our physical body, everything that our physical body comes from the direction of the head. And so it is with Christ. If we are members of his body, then everything we do, everything we believe and practice, comes from the head being Christ. Some say, well, you know, we're all going to the same place, only but different ways. Well, Jesus said in John 14 and in verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. So it's only through Jesus, and it has to be in accordance to his will, not your will or mine. So we all can't get to the same place by going different directions. There's only one road, and that's the narrow road, the straight gate and the narrow way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Some people say, well, you know, you think you're the only ones that are going to heaven or going to be saved. Well, Jesus says in Matthew 7 and verse 21, it's not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, that enter the kingdom of heaven, but he tells us what it is that will. It's he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Friends, if we're doing the will of the Father as we read in the scriptures, then we know that we're saved. We know that we're on the right road, the right way, that narrow way. But if we do not do the will of the Father in all things, then there's that other road that travels, and that's the broad way, the wide gate and the broad way. And then some people say, well, you know, that's just your interpretation. Well, 2 Peter 1, we read in verse 19, Peter says, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. No, friends, it's just not a matter of interpretation. It's a matter of taking God at His word. It's not a matter of what is it that God meant. God said what He meant, and He means what He says. So it's not just a matter of interpretation. It's a matter of what God says. But then, too, there are some who will not enter that narrow way because they are following their preacher without investigating what he teaches. There are many preachers that preach error. Listen as we read 2 Peter 2, beginning with verse 1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily will bring in damnable heresy, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbers not. So, friend, we see that we are to go to the law and to the testimony to be assured of the things that we believe and the things of which that we are to practice. And even in Isaiah's day, in Isaiah 8 and verse 20, it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. But what's true of the law of Moses in the days of Isaiah is true of the law of Christ in your and my day that we live. It has to be the law and the testimony. If we don't speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in us. Remember the Bereans, they were commended for the fact that they searched the Scriptures daily to see whether the things that were being spoken were so. Acts 17, verse 11. Friends, let us be more noble. Let us be more fair-minded to also do the same. Search the Scriptures. It doesn't matter who is saying. It doesn't matter who the preacher is. Search the Scriptures to see what are the things that are being spoken of. So I urge you to do that each and every time that we come to you in this radio program. Don't just accept what I say because I say it. Accept what I say because you take what I say and you go to the Scriptures and there you find it. It's the Scriptures that's the authority. It's the Scriptures that are the standard, not me, not any other man for that matter. We must go according to the Scriptures, for that is the very thing that will judge us. Let us study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, as 2 Timothy 2, verse 15 teaches. Because remember Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, what's going to happen? Both are going to fall into the ditch, Matthew 15, 14. We see our time is gone. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbertville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.